Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Be Brave podcast with me, your host, Grace Annesley. Today we're going to be doing the part two of Completely Normal Things in Eating Disorder Recovery. Just want to remind you again that if you don't or didn't experience any of these things, please remember that your experience is still just as valid. Everyone's body and everyone's experience is different, but that doesn't make it any less valid. All right, let's jump into some more things that are completely normal in eating disorder recovery. In the last episode, we talked about night sweats, but it's also quite common to feel hot or sweaty or both, not just at night, and maybe all the time or at random times during the day. Your body is going through a lot of changes, so there are hormones running wild, which are likely to cause physical and emotional symptoms. Hypermetabolism can also cause individuals to feel warm, hot, clammy, or sweaty. My advice would be to wear layers so that you can easily cool down if you suddenly begin to feel warm. A common occurrence in recovery is looking forward to food and eating. After periods of restriction where you restrict your food or condemn yourself for eating, it's only natural for food to become much more exciting once it's finally allowed. It's like a child who isn't usually allowed candy, but then they get it at a birthday party, and of course they're going to be ecstatic. My advice to you would be to let yourself look forward to food, and don't feel shame or guilt about it. It's normal. Annoyingly, wanting to relapse is another common and really difficult experience during recovery. Eating disorders are quite sneaky. They take any chance they can to lure you back. Whilst at times this may be incredibly tempting, you can't give in. Retrospectively, the eating disorder will glamorize your time stuck in the illness. However, if you really think about it, that time was awful and it's not worth going back and giving in. Whilst it's completely normal to have these thoughts, that in no way means that you should allow them to take over. Instead, try to notice the desire to relapse and notice that it's coming from the eating disorder and not you. Remind yourself that recovery is worth it, and so are you. A thought that commonly goes along with the desire to relapse is not feeling sick enough. Both of these thoughts stem from the eating disorder, whose only desire is to kill you. Every single person who suffers from an eating disorder will have a different experience, but no matter what, they are all valid. If you struggled, if you were in pain, if you were tormented by the voices in your head, if you were confused, whatever it was that you felt, your experience was valid because it affected you, and that is all that matters. Remind yourself that the only person who will ever truly know your real experience is you. Even if you did reach sick enough, your eating disorder would then claim it wasn't enough, and it would change the parameters of sick enough. There is no end point with eating disorders. You have to end the eating disorder yourself. Another occurrence in recovery that can be challenging for people recovering from eating disorders is enjoying food again. During their eating disorders, many people don't allow themselves to enjoy food or eat food that is enjoyable. If they do, they are then bombarded with guilt afterwards. So, once you are able to let go of the guilt and the fear and push past it, of course eating is going to feel like a whole new experience. That is completely normal and to be expected. It doesn't mean that you are addicted to food or anything like that. It is simply a sign that you are on your way to recovery. My advice would be to eat the foods you love and enjoy, and really enjoy them. Eat as much of them as you would like. Afterwards, don't overthink it and remind yourself that you are doing the right thing. There is absolutely nothing to feel bad or guilty about. One issue that I believe is avoided and skirted around in recovery is poop and digestive issues. The first thing I'd like to emphasize is that if you are at risk of refeeding syndrome, it's important that you seek medical advice. I'm not a medical professional or a health professional, and so I can't give medical advice. I merely give advice based off my own experience and the experience of others that I know. Many people experience stomach pain, bloating, lots of gas, and irregular bowel movements during early physical recovery. Often this occurs due to the stomach having to re-strengthen muscles that became weak. Sometimes the stomach's capacity may decrease, resulting in early fullness that doesn't actually indicate nutritional needs being met. There are many other contributing factors to digestive discomforts during recovery, but I'm here to tell you that it's just another normal part of it that you need to push through. My advice would be to continue to nourish your body with enough fuel for your recovery. When you're struggling with the discomfort, hot water bottles and heat packs can be life-saving. Alternatively, antacids can sometimes ease pain. However, it's best to speak with a doctor if pain is intense, because I can't provide you with medical advice because I don't know your personal situation. Another common occurrence in recovery is frequently growing out of clothes. While some people are super excited about this because it means they can get a whole new wardrobe, other people might be distressed by it. So I want you to know that however you feel is valid, and you can feel however you need to. As your body changes, it makes sense that certain clothes will no longer fit your body. If it's possible, buying clothes that fit the body you're in is super helpful so that you can get rid of clothes that are too small and possibly triggering. Since not everyone is able to do this due to financial, logistical, or other reasons, other options could include op shopping, hand-me-downs, or purchasing baggier clothes so that you can grow into them so frequent purchases aren't required. My advice would be kind to yourself. Don't bully yourself for growing out of clothes. Your body is only a vessel. Growing out of things is normal and a sign that you are growing away from your illness. Good job! It's also quite common to form stretch marks during recovery. Stretch marks are actually really cool. They're a symbol of our body's amazing ability to adapt to change. Whilst it's hard to see it like this at first, you will grow to see them as beautiful. They're like tree bark or lines on leaves, like lightning and other wonderful occurrences in nature. They are natural and it is normal for them to be there. My advice would be to moisturize your skin to avoid itchiness. Try following creators that show their real bodies and admire it for what it is. Avoid scrutinizing over your appearance and cease body checking behaviors. Along with stretch marks, cellulite may form. All of this is normal. Don't bully yourself for it. Like I said in my last episode, I know that not all of this sounds incredibly exciting, but I promise you, once you push through these difficult bits, it will be worth it. It won't be difficult anymore, and all of these things will be something of the past. It's worth it, I promise. Until next time, keep being brave and keep pushing through.